Up, it's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. And we here with Jacob Israel. What is up, Jacob?
Hey, man, this is going to be so cool. So many things we're going to, tear apart. I'm so happy you're having me on. This is like our Super Bowl, to be able to look at these covers and extrapolate deeper meaning. There's a lot to find out, man. What a great thumbnail you got.
It's all about that thumbnail. You got to have a dope thumbnail and a dope title. And if people don't know about The Economist magazine, The World Ahead, they do a lot of predictive programming. And I know how we kind of connected was around this time when this came out. And I was saying, oh, it's Antarctica. But, I kind of changed my mind on that. And I thought it looked like something that goes on top of like some sort of boom boom kind of thing. And it's also the occult calendar wheel as well.
Can I say something to you? Because I don't think you were too far off with Antarctica. It could have been like Iceland,
Oh, interesting. Iceland. Interesting.
You know what I mean? And here we are with everything that's going on. Like everything right now is Iceland. I don't know if you know this. I'm watching a new show on Hulu from the creator, the actress who played the OA, very cool show and very occult and mysterious. And it's a new Hulu show and it's called Murder at the World's End. And it's taking place in Iceland. And then you have Ghostbusters, the deep frozen kingdom coming out, Frozen Kingdom. So you got that. You have like one thing after another. You have Frozen, the movie was like trending. Number four. So when you're saying Antarctica, I'm thinking, it could be Iceland, but definitely there's like, there's some kind of an ice age coming our way, if you will, in a roundabout way.
Absolutely. And as you could see on this new issue, they have two different covers. It was released today, November 18th, which is a occult day. It's the 322 day of the year, the day Adam Weishaupt also passed away. And we're going to decode this cover. There's a lot of symbols that you're going to hear it first. You're going to hear it first over on the Donut Factory and Jacob Israel's channel. There's stuff that people looking at because there's the obvious eyeball right there. But
right,
this goes deep. This goes super deep. And I guess we can just get right into it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything is symbols. Everything is symbolism. And there's that hashtag that goes around, you shall know them by their symbols or whatever,
Mm-hmm.
So when stuff like this happens, like even that magazine, I believe it says that, they're like prognosticators. They say the same thing on this article that I would say on my channel, like I'm a speculator. So basically they're saying we are kind of predicting the future. We're going into the future. This is what we're doing. And this is what the future looks like. And it's not looking that great. It does sort of look like we're a bunch of slaves to a technocratic system of control, mm-hmm. For sure. But man, there's a lot to dig into with this one. And their magazine covers, they never fail. This has been something that's going on. I know we were, this show came about because I was calling you because I'm thinking of doing a show on this. And sometimes you and I will go back and forth and then we start to just peel back some layers and then our eyes are opened up to so much more. So the fact that we can do this with everybody here right now, this is the creative process and taking it to a whole other level. So when we haven't planned this, I think this is going to be a very interesting show.
Yeah. And I like it that it was so sporadic. We both were looking into this and I'm going to start off with this right here. Cause I've been studying in the symbology and whatnot. And I believe I'm the first person to break this down. So I just want to flex a little bit, because if you start seeing this around there, it's kind of whatever. I'm being territorial.
You hear that? Donut got it first. That's what I told him when he told me on the phone. I said, wow. I said, yeah. You got it first.
So the cover of this is the Sephiroth of the Tree of Life. At least that's what I see here. Mm. And I'll make it bigger so you can kind of see the symbolism of this. Now, this is ran and operated through Evelyn de Rothschild, who passed away on an eclipse, a blood moon, a couple years ago. And you can see the eclipse right here. You see the four people, and the four people is for the four worlds. And so you can see right there that, wow, boom, symbolism right there. And if you think that this is like a stretch or whatever, the article is about the 10 trends to watch in 2024. So right there, you got the 10 sephiros right there. I mean, bada bing, bada boom.
Right? Yeah, and there's that famous picture of the Trumpster looking up into the eclipse, which went around the world, and now the eclipse of Trump is this article really just says he's the most dangerous man on the planet. I don't know if you know this. They're saying that he is the most dangerous man to the future of mankind. That's basically what this article, World Ahead 2024, is all about, which is just so kooky to me.
Absolutely kooky. And once you see that, I mean, this goes deep into some hidden hands at work, because Trump was pretty much the greatest thing for the Middle East, where the Rothschilds are heavily invested in. And they're saying he's the worst thing for it because destabilizing that Eurasia zone, they call it the heartland, keeping it destabilized is how you control the planet. And so this is the second edition of it, where this is the cover, but also, whoopsie, skipping ahead, but this is the cover as well, where Trump is doing the eclipse
right
over the Earth. So this is another version of the cover for 2024, saying that he is the bad orange man.
You know, what's interesting too, is if you look at what he is, like what side of the planet is he coming from? Like, what does he overshadow? He overshadows, you know, basically not, you know, I'm not great with the maps, but I would say like all of Europe and maybe Russia and, all of these areas, it seems like, and that's kind of like, there's a world shift in power. And this, just looking at this cover, reminded me of the 2017 cover where, you know, he's sitting on top of the world on the judgment card. Like he was, you know, Trump was going to be the judge. He was going to be ruling everything with an iron rod. And, you know, this is the prophecy that we, you know, we've talked about, you know, so many times that everybody's so into. And something that I've been sharing since day one was, you know, is it all part of the plan? You know, was it all this, all we were just biding our time for this, you know, triumphant return for the storm, if you will. You know, on that cover, we've all broken down that cover. I broke it down by the year. So yeah, when you look at it, you can go, now if you look at that star card, that is that would be 2024, the bottom corner of the screen. And then right there is 2023. And now, and you look, it's called the Wheel of Fortune. And that's a reversal of wealth, a reversal of fortune. And that is a time when, you know, the people that are in power, like you got the, and I believe the France flag, the flag for France is on there. I believe, I could be, I don't know, just looking at it now. But
for 2023.
That's
what was going on right here.
That would be 2023, and we see how, you know, Trudeau is big time, you know, a big problem. But if you look at the voting booth in the bottom, who's everybody voting for? They're voting for X. You know, X marks the spot.
And X is the 24th letter.
Right.
This is 2024.
Right. Card. Yeah, and I'm telling you, this is, and there is actually a comet that's coming too, right around that date. You know, this great American eclipse is going to be ooh, it's going to be a very interesting time of things. But I mean, if you look at just the, you know, them all, for the people that don't know, if you look at like the tower card, it was the division, then Trump sitting on top of the world, that would be the next card. Then you have, you know, all the craziness that happened in the world. And then you have the hermit. That was what, that would be, what was that, 2020?
Oh, wow. Where we had all,
where were the hermit. Hermits. We have to, yes, we have to in place, lock in place. Then we had all of the, in 2020 into 21, what do we have? We had all the, right? All the death. And that was it. Then of course, here's the magician, right? What does he do? He comes in and there's that, once again, the Ouroboros sign, that infinity sign, the dragon eating its own tail. And, you know, everybody getting everybody ready to get into those little micro cities. But really it was just kind of like, okay, here's the magician. We're going to make you forget about everything in 21, in 22 and 20, right? And then we get to 23 and that's all like, okay, now we're going to show you that all the bad people, we're going to hold them to account. And it's all, it's just like right there. It's right there. And it's so interesting to me. So yeah. The card, if you pull up the card that is out now, you're going to see that a lot of these images are on this new cover, the new cover from 2024. Where the centerpiece is a voting box. Now, what does this tell you? If we're looking at it, like if you look at, like if you go and you go to say the pyramids and you're looking at like the hieroglyphs, right? They use these images to tell a story. So if you can kind of like, can you pull back so we can take a look at the whole thing? Is there Absolutely. Any way that everybody can see? There you go. Perfect. So if everybody looks at this, you have the hourglass at top. And what does that tell you? Time is running out, right? We have the vote smack dab in the middle where the eclipse ties it all together, right? Now notice this is paper ballot. There's only one box, by the way. There's only one box. Who are we all voting for, right? Right. And the more you look at this, the more you think, okay, well, there's SpaceX on your right. There, then there's the eclipse again. But what's going to happen? That's the big question. What's going to happen, you know? And then here you have the world. And is that a pole shift? Where you have two, now that just hit me. I don't know why. You know,
where I?
Now look at the bottom. You have these two, they have two Earths.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are talking a lot about the magnetosphere and everything else. And I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. Right. Could it right. be that with this eclipse, with this comet, something happens and there is like a little bit of a pole shift. And then this deep freeze that we're seeing that's being, maybe this is on the horizon as well. Maybe we're going to see a huge change in climate because there's two Earths there, right? Now, they could mean other things, but is it a flip? You know, who knows?
That's you know? Very interesting. Yeah. You know, so this, how I was breaking down how it's the Sephiroth has three lines, right? It goes through the three lines.
Three pillars. That's huge.
Yeah. The three pillars going through it. And this would be the bottom pillar connected to these two Earths. In the map that it's pointing to, I broke down, and I think that this is Brazil, and okay. this is Taiwan right here, because The Economist magazine always brings up these two places. Not really all of Brazil, but mainly Venezuela, and not, you know, right here. I believe that's the Philippines, but it's right here, Taiwan. So having the three pillars, but also the four worlds as well is important. Now, this was released on November 18th, and I just got a text message from Alex Stein. So shout out to Alex Stein.
No way. So I'm telling you, you're becoming such a celebrity. Listen to you.
Yeah, look right? at me. I that's all why movers, I have it.
That's because you're so great, dude. That's because you're so great.
Thank you. You are great too. That's why I got to dress a little dapper. Somebody look at called
the way
in.
I dress, man. I'm barely dressed today.
You look good.
You see what I'm wearing below the shirt? It's just sweatpants. I'm sorry. You always
be looking good. And so
Alex Stein, tell me about that. What does he want?
Well, he did a tweet that I responded to because he was showing the launch today on the 3-2-2 day.
Oh, I got
Elon Musk launches this on 3-2-2 and right. at 3-2-2 the time code.
I know it's nuts.
The thing explodes.
Bada boom.
At the 3-2-2 mark. I mean,
looks so real too, you know?
Oh yeah, that definitely happened. That looks so real. Yeah. Like
No, I'm just saying that, you know, he makes that joke. You know, he says it looks so fake that it's got to be real.
And, oh, Elon, you know, does. Yeah.
He makes that joke. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I'm willing to believe that they have rockets. I mean, I'm not, you know, I've flown in a plane, you know, but uh-huh. I don't know. But like for it to blow up at that time for it.
Well, I'm happy.
Coincidental, you know?
Yeah. I'm happy somebody just brought up the 33 engines in it. So if you look right here, this happened today in the morning. It stand 232 feet tall, which has the 322 in it, and it has the 33 engines in it. Right. So you could totally see.
Yeah, and Elon was he was you know, shouting out pictures of the 33 engines and what it was like to stand underneath it. Very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. And so this magazine also was released on this day. I mean, can you make this stuff up? It's just, it's wild. It's blatantly in the face. But to go back to the Earth thing, the eclipse. Trump was born on an eclipse, right? He stares at the eclipse, and then this is when his downfall started to happen in the media, where he started getting into a lot of trouble because the ancients said to not look at you're not supposed to look at the eclipse, according to the ancients I read, and. Right here, he's doing the eclipse. In 2024, we'll have the Great American Eclipse. Mm-hmm. But look where his mouth is pointed. It's pointed at one of the worlds that we see right here, down
exactly.
here.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
It's pointing at Venezuela, Brazil. I think because Venezuela is a proxy to the situation that's going on today. So that's, you know, kind of what I think. They're saying that he's, you know, the biggest danger.
Yeah,
in the world. It just, it really makes no sense. And if we go back in time, this is sort of how The Economist magazine really was showing how it is predicting the future, just like The Simpsons. In this magazine, it says, get ready for the world currency for 2018. And then seriously, like right after 2018, the first thing in the HR bill was a CBDC proposal. Right. And we're seeing all that happen and the burning of the fiat and the Phoenix rising. And I believe this was like 33 years later was the 2018 or something like this. But this magazine issue was under the advisory. The guy who owned it was Evelyn de Rothschild, who died on a blood moon, an eclipse.
Yeah.
So these things happen on these eclipses, and
well, I mean, eclipses. I mean, they're very significant, and I do believe. I mean, look, MAGA. It means in Latin. It means, you know, wizard or warlock or witchcraft. It's the in Satanism. It's the highest degree. It's the fifth degree. MAGA. MAGA. Simon Magus was the magician in the scriptures. Who he wanted that, you know, he saw the disciples walking around, they had all this power, and he wanted that power, he wanted that fame, he wanted that acclaim. So he came over, he's like, you know, make me like you. And he tried to buy it. He tried to buy it with his money. He looked like a prophet, sounded like a prophet, spoke like a prophet, could do magic things, was a powerful guy, but he was more, we'll say, like Antichrist as opposed to being Christ. And that's why, you know, that kingdom, you know, will end up falling in the end. But I do believe that all of this is happening for a reason. And when I look at Trump's story, I think of Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, who, you know, he came in when Egypt was a mess and he just, you know, and then he did the same thing, came in with Israel. Nebuchadnezzar, but the problem was he made himself too great. You know, he was like, look, I did this. I'm the best. And he ended up losing everything. He lost his power, his authority. And then he was turned into like a beast of the field. You know, this is something that I've talked about on the channel because there's nothing new under the sun. So all of these ancient stories that we've heard about, it's predictive programming for the day we're in, you know, so, but Nebuchadnezzar, what happens is he loses everything, but then he comes back and he has a very short reign. But he honors God. So something that I've been saying on the channel, and you know, Alex, because you've known me long enough that, you know, before when the election was going on, I told everybody, I think it's going to be so close. He's going to lose. And then he's going to cry foul. I told everybody this because of that, you know, I had a goofy dream. And then I started looking at, you know, all the major audiences with Trump. Everybody was there. And then Biden's, there was none. And I said, oh my God, it would be terrible if he ends up winning because everybody will think, oh, it's stolen. And then, and here we are. Right. So it's almost like it's all being played out, and it's being played out perfectly because now you got all the tapes rolling out and you see all of the police officers welcoming, come on in, patting people on the back and everything else. It's the big, this is the big thing. So now what are they going to do? Heads are going to roll. 2023, the wheel, reversal of things. People are going to be held accountable. You're going to see this. I did like a prediction show. I do it every year at the head of the year, right before the beginning of the year. And I just start to, because what we're doing is we're doing what they're doing, but we don't have any insight into it. We don't have like Rothschild money, right? So all we do is we just have faith and we're like, we look, what are we going to find? And the more we look, the more we find. There's a lot, even if you pull up that cover, let me show you another thing too, if you pull up the cover.
Okay.
Because it's telling us what's going to happen. In, you know, it's telling us what's going to happen. If you look at the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see, you know, there's Xi, of course. But where's Xi next to? First of all, he's hopped up on a bunch of mineral or crystal underneath him. That's what it looks like. I don't know what it is. Could be meteor because, you know, this is the thing. One could be from space. One could be mineral from here. And
could it's be all the cobalt or whatever.
Right. And it's all connected to what? The electric car, which, by the way, look at the thermometer. How freaking hot is that car? And then what's next to it? Big fire. So what are we looking at? We're looking at, you know, there's going to be a massive push. And I think China's going to have the, you know, we just saw Elon with Xi shaking hands, you know, although he wasn't part of the, you know, that APEC summit that went down. And it seems right now that just like Trump, oh, go figure. Now everybody's coming against Elon now, right? He's got the only platform that basically isn't censored. So people say, right. And, I'm like, how do you have this much power? How? And it's like, are they really coming after you? You know, like he's like lost all of these advertisers, and I'm thinking, but this guy never fails. You know, he's got to be like an ancient being or some alien or some time traveler or something. He doesn't fail no matter what he does. And he's having fun while he's doing it. It's like, he's playing a game, his Diablo game. But this whole thing with the electric cars, I mean, it's going to be, everything's going to go to rideshare. You know, no one's really, people aren't going to be able to afford cars, you know? And it's gotten to a point where I think we should just enjoy the ride and just have faith and be kind, because I think that what's going to happen is I think that there will be some kind of a judgment that's coming, meaning like a shakeup, like maybe Trump isn't going to be the worst thing overall. Maybe he really is part of the plan. Maybe he's like this ancient king in the Bible called Jehu, who was kind of like a Trump figure. He was a, you know, powerful man. He was a leader, but they anointed this guy Jehu king. He was kind of like a salesman. He was also, you know, he was a traitor. He was also a ruler and a warrior, and he had like an army that followed him, was after him. There he goes. You know, and just recently, Jehu, there was a tablet for Jehu that was discovered recently. This is a big thing. And in it, he's right there. Oh my God, how cool. You pull it up so quick. He's literally making himself prostrate to the Assyrian, right? King Shalmazar, the third, 111. Remember I said the three pillars? Look right at how we come full circle, and I didn't even know we were going to get here. There's Jehu. So Jehu comes in. Let me tell you the story about Jehu, because this is cool. But that's where he's going to end up. He's going to end up not really so powerful. He's going to end up submitting himself to the powers that be, that is going to come in and take over. And it looks a lot like the Anunnaki, if you ask me, just so you know. There's the Nibiru right over the, right? It does look a lot like the Anunnaki, but it is King Shalmazar, the third of Assyria. And I don't know if you've noticed, there's a change in culture right now, because that's the direction we're going. So Jehu was this ancient guy. So basically, the prophet, I think his name was Elijah. I don't think it was Elisha. I think it was the prophet Elijah. He goes and he tells some of his students, his, like, you know, prophets in training, hey, go find Jehu. God wants me to anoint him as king. So they find Jihu in some kind of a pub. He's hanging out with other world leaders. You know, it was probably like a summit. It was probably like Davos. They find him at Davos. And they bring him into a back room. They're like, we don't want to really talk here. And they anoint him with oil. They say, you're going to be the king. That's it. God's now, they did the same thing to Trump just recently. They gave him the crown of Jerusalem. Like, literally, they gave him the crown of Jerusalem. There was a big ceremony. They gave him David's crown, meaning they crowned him king. You know, he is the Cyrus that they believe. He is the Nebuchadnezzar. He is the Jehu to them. He is most likely to many of them, the Moshiach, you know, the savior that's coming. So the fact that he's born on a blood moon only lends to the allure of this story. He's the Trump of God, right? That's what everybody says. So Jehu, this is what's cool about Jehu, is he comes in and he says, all right, I'm going to take over, but this is how we're going to do it. Because, you know, the other team, they basically, this is Jezebel's team. You know who Jezebel is? Jezebel?
You just did a show on it, the Jezebel spirit people I've always heard about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jezebel was, he was Ahab's wife. She was, you know, she was a witch, basically. She was, like, did not really like the prophets of God. She worshipped Baal. Everywhere today in this world is Baal worship. It's going on. People think they're probably pulling up to their Christian church or their Catholic church or their whatever church, and they're literally going in to worship Baal, because the God that Baal is not the God of Israel, of Jesus Christ, we'll say. These are different gods. The faith was hijacked, and it's very much controlled. And this is a war of gods that's going on in the world right now, because you have like literal Knights Templar that are, you know, rising up, these Freemasons that are rising up, and they're wrangling control back from, in the book of Revelation, it's basically the beast making war with the whore. And Jezebel, she hated the prophets of God. She was always looking to kill the prophets of God, but Jehu is the one that destroys Jezebel. Now, a lot of people compare Hillary to Jezebel. There's like articles written where she is Jezebel. She's got the Jezebel spirit, right? And there's even a guy named Jonathan Cahn years ago.
Oh, yeah, the Shemitah guy. He did the Shemitah.
Yeah, the Shemitah guy. He's best-selling, you know, whatever. But he's said that she's very much like that. And I believe these are spirits. But I do know that the game Diablo features character.
Well, she got sick on the 3-2-2 day.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
And then Joe Biden got medicated on the 3:22 p.m.
Very interesting.
And then Kanye got removed off of Twitter with 3-2-2 or Instagram with 3-2-2 followers.
I mean, everything is so encoded. It makes you wonder if it is some kind of a simulation, you know? But so Jehu, basically, he's the one that destroys Jezebel. He comes in and he puts an end to the system. And how he does it is he kind of tells everybody, hey, I'm coming over to take over. If you want your position, you need to offer me up some people. I need to know about the laptop. I need to know about this. I need to know about, we need to see some heads roll. So I know that you're loyal to me. Jehu's did what basically Trump is doing. And then he ends up gathering everybody together who worships Baal, because, you know, he literally believed in the God, the real God, but he ends up screwing things up and his whole family loses the kingdom.
Interesting. But
Trump is doing the very same thing. It seems like if he comes in, the Jezebel system that's in place, which, you know, could be established by looking at a character like Lilith from Diablo, who was in New York City. If you could pull up Lilith from Diablo so people can get an idea, that's a picture of what, you know, Jezebel looks like. Jezebel could go by a lot of other names like Isis. You know, it's all the same spirit. Minerva, right? And we've seen this picture a lot. That's Lilith. Okay. That's the Whore of Babylon. That's the Jezebel, if you will. That's the war that's going on right now. It's literally playing out right before our eyes, which I think is so interesting, because spiritually it's a wonderful thing to be seeing in the natural, because it means that every perversion and every terrible thing that, you know, really has kept us in bondage is going to be taken away. It's called the Jubilee. You talk about the Shemitah. It's called the Jubilee. We're coming up on a literal Jubilee where people are going to be released from debt. They're going to have to be, because there's going to be a huge crash. This is all so biblically prophetic that it's almost hard to ignore. You know?
Well, the Jubilee is the 50th year after the 49, and everything is lining up to that with the 50. So you got the 50th state of Hawaii up in the flames. 50 Cent is on tour, so I'm looking out for 50. Just a lot of 50th year of hip hop as well. The 50th Yom Kippur War as well. So all the 50 stuff connected to the Jubilee on the Liberty Bell.
Well, you got the Basel III. Right, the Basel 111. That's a big thing that's going on with the economy.
Okay, Basel three.
Basel, well, the 111 is the three pillars. I think it's Basel. B-A-S. It's a banking.
Okay, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's three pillars. 111. Those are the three pillars that you mentioned earlier. The 11, there it is. Now, like, the reason why banks are having problems with deposits and everything else is that they're not being compliant with this. So that's why we're seeing issues. But once again, the three pillars. Hello.
Weird.
Now, you know what the three pillars are? Look into Freemasonry. They're into that. But really, it comes from, it's the Temple of Solomon.
Right. You know, that's why I like to say that these symbols and whatnot, they're not evil symbols.
They
mean something, though. You know, so it's a language being spoken for people who know symbols. That's why we like to cover the symbols. But this is so interesting. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, and it, the Super Bowl this year is LV111.
Oh.
Right? And so now the irony about the 111 is, you know, in the Greek, so if you look at like the Strong's letter 111, it's a word that's used for that which is abominable, like that which is against the things of God. But it's really? Also, but it's also the three pillars, you know, and it's also, so I guess it is, you reap what you sow, you know, so the symbol could be something evil. Like they can take, you could take something that's beautiful and corrupt it and use it to your advantage, right? Oh, and cricket. Right now, huge, right?
And, so this is all over this issue of the world ahead in 2024.
There's a 111 right there.
Cricket is known for this 111. I guess it's part of the game. So, like,
I didn't even know this.
I know. That's why we got
to. Why we needed to do this show.
Yeah. So there's a, and also you can look at Joe Biden's logo, or if you even think of WW3, right? The three.
Right.
111. Let me look up Joe Biden logo just to show people how this stuff is all over the place.
Well, the 111 is quite a bit. It's, yeah, there it is. It's very, very hard not to see it once you see it.
Yeah. You know? And I, you know, I've been decoding this, and it actually goes back to Phoenicia, and it's for X, I believe.
Well, you know what? It is. Yeah. I mean, and you know what X is? Somebody told me that X unraveled becomes a cube or something.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, like a 3D version of it. But can I say something about the cricket? Because this is really strange, because we're talking about secret societies, right? And we're talking about, you know, the Masons. Okay. Now, if you look at the word Mason, you'll get the word Samson, right? Samson. Oh. Samson, if you just type in Samson and cricket.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, Samson and cricket. I believe, because I did a show a while ago. I'm hoping it's cricket, and it wasn't like some
obscure
point.
But
it was like, it was all over the news. This guy, Sanju Samson. Yeah, all over the news. Now, I think he was a goalie. There should be like, because this was like big news a little while ago. But I did a whole show. That's a weird
hand symbol. Yeah. 50 Cent. You know, 50 Cent been taking a lot of pictures like this too.
This is a very strange picture.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's what people used to do actually in America for the Nash, the I Pledge Allegiance. A lot of people don't know that.
So I think he is like a goalie or something, but like the headlines. We're pretty, now what's interesting is at the exact same time this was going on, there was a beehive in New York City. Like there was like a beehive, and they had to take this huge beehive, and it was shut down Midtown. out of New York City. And I thought to myself, because I couldn't get away from Samson, you know, because if you look at the word Samson, you get Mason. And Samson was the very last biblical judge. What is Donald Trump on the cover of? The judgment card. The very last judge that God uses. And I got to tell you something. He ends up losing all of his hair in the end. So he ends up humbled, but God uses him to tear down this pillared system, this twin pillared system. He goes in and he destroys, once again, another temple to false gods. Like Jehu, he brings everybody into the temple of Baal, like brings all the big leaders and everybody, and he murders them all, sets the whole thing on fire. He wipes out Baal worship everywhere in the land. You can't do it anymore. And you know what he turns that temple into, the temple of Baal? Into a toilet. Into a toilet. Jehu was not joking around. He was like, you know, you're going to stop with your idolatry in the land. This is all connected.
This is wild.
It's all connected. So that Samson, the judge, the biblical judge, he sort of did the same thing. He took a bunch of tails of foxes, right? And he lit it all on fire, and it went and it burned everything down. And I was doing shows on Samson saying, I said, fires are coming to New York. It was so interesting because you had the beehive, right? And you take that because there was it was the carcass of a lion that Samson, he fought a lion, killed the lion, like Trump fought New York City and is compared to his lion, destroyed the lion. But when he came back, the lion was no longer the lion, but it was the carcass of a lion. Like New York City is the carcass of Donald Trump today. So I saw the symbolism of that beehive. And I said, well, Lord, this is clearly what you're saying, you know? And it's just, I think it's so beautiful that all of these biblical stories, they're telling the same story and they're happening now. So when people tell me that life really sucks, I think, oh my goodness, this is the best time to be alive. But it is scary. For sure. It's scary.
Looks like he's like crushing these two pillars.
Well, what was Samson's big problem? It was his hair, right? His strength came from his hair. And what are we all talking about in the media? Not just Will Smith and alopecia, but we're all talking about hair, burnt hair, right? Burnt hair. It's all about the hair in scripture is symbolic of man's carnality. It's like our, it's the outermost part of our body is our hair. And, you know, all the scientific ideas of what hair also can possibly do is besides the point. But
and also you got like Kim Kardashian using Marilyn Monroe's hair to summon her. People used to, that was the autograph hair, right? Back in the day.
Yeah, hair is hair. And this is what's taking place right now.
Check this out. Did you notice that there's the all-seeing eye right there in the middle?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, Dolly Parton started off the year with Miley Cyrus and her new album cover. She also doing that.
Oh, grief.
Yeah. Well, you know, this cover. You know,
hey, put that burnt hair thing back up again.
Sure.
I want to show you something. You see who it's brought to you by? Singed. Singed is from a video game called, I think it's called League of Legends or something like that. And it was a game that Elon played. And there's a character in that game, League of Legends, called Singed. Singed was like a mad alchemist, much like we'll say Elon is to a certain extent. He was like, he's just like a genius. And so there are these two warring parties going on in the world. And one side brings the alchemist on and says, I need you to create a weapon that's going to ultimately destroy and wipe out. And so he does. Singe creates this like this fire that just devours the planet, basically.
Well, you
and
know,
I found it very interesting that and it has to do with chemicals. So
also it was, his connection.
The alchemist used chemical weapons. He used chemical weapons and burnt hair came out right before all the toxic spills. So it was just very strange. So I was talking about the Singed and I was talking about how, oh God, we hope that there's not going to be some kind of chemical stuff. And then all the chemical things happen. And then all the fire starts happening. And then here we are. And we're still in the fire, but it's really ultimately about getting rid of our ego, you know?
You know, the Elon, he has this toy that is, I broke it down. I mean, I'm so proud of myself. I'd be breaking down stuff that you no do. One else be breaking down. But he has this thing for the Vril, and it's this toy that he has. He took a picture of it.
The gun?
And the Vrilian women, the girls, Maria Orsic,
okay,
long hair is the antenna as well for it. So there's just so much stuff. And just to bring it back to this, Sephiroth for because this is just so fascinating right here. Let me actually bring up my screen right here. So 24, we're going into the year 2024. 24, this is the Greek letter Omega going around the Alpha president, the first president, the Alpha and the Omega.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with the dollar transmutation. You're talking about alchemy into the CBDCs. And here's the solar eclipse, the Great American Eclipse of April 8th happening in 2024. This issue is talking a lot about the Paris Olympics, right? Where it's the 24, which is for Jupiter. It's a sign for Jupiter, but Omega, they changed it from this 24 Jupiter to this symbol, which also looks like the Omega. And you got all these eclipses in it, but also you got these four worlds all over it. I already shared that. Donald Trump's birthday's on the eclipse, but this is interesting. So these are the four worlds. And make sure everybody to smash that like button, please and thank you. And also I got Jacob Israel's links down below. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel as well. But most importantly, smash that like button, please, and thank you. So right here is the four different worlds. So this would be 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you got the four people on there. You got this brain thing right here for the four as well. Everything is in the four, the collapse. But if you move the brain thing to the middle, you can see it's plugging into all the right colors and the connections to the
core. Yeah, right?
Because this is all steganography. And even if you overlay all the last 3 years, each issue is in this circle over the last 3 years.
Wow.
So I've been overlaying all of them. I don't see anything yet. But this is how the occult world communicate is through this language, and it's for the initiates only. Now, the four worlds down here, they have these two different worlds, and Trump's face is right here on Brazil, which I think it's for Venezuela, that you can see it looks just like that. I mean, that's what I think it is. Now, there's also the Taiwan one right here, which would be Taiwan. And then right here would be the
I lost you, man. Can't hear you. I wonder if everybody else can hear you.
Of your comments mean so much. I think it was Kanye and Trump both have dragon energy, you know.
Yeah, so dragon, what is it? And dragon blood too, or something? No, dragon energy, that's right.
Something like that. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to show some more connections with what we've been finding.
Yeah, it's really getting epic, man. It really is. It's very.
Did I cut out for a second? Yeah, it looks like my internet.
Yeah, you did. You know what? I should have just kept talking, but I didn't know because my phone shut off, so I didn't know with the live stream. But I think everybody understands.
Right, right. I was just going over that these worlds is pointing to Venezuela and or Brazil and Taiwan, you know. So that's all I was saying. So yeah.
Pull that first. Yeah, pull that first one up again. What's the let's take a look at the original The Economist magazine 2024. Yeah, the very first, the one that we were originally talking about. There's something else that I noticed on there, and I was going to ask you a question about it. You know, because you use the word 4444. Everybody, you can't get away from the fact that Vladimir Zelensky, Voldemir, whatever his name is, Zelensky means like green. His name means green. Zelensky means green, you know, world ruler, green world ruler. So you got the four. So it's like hard to not think of like the four horsemen of the apocalypse, if you will, which is, you know, just, it just kind of rolls off the tongue because you think to yourself, well, then who are the other players? Because of course, to the right, you would have, it looks like Putin to me, right? I mean, it looks like Putin to me. And then right above him, of course, is Trump. And then you see peace, the peace symbol, because, you know, it's kind of like that's his thing. You had the article where he's holding, he's always pictured with the bird. You know, it's either that or an eagle. Now, the question I have for you is, who do you think that woman is above Zelensky on the left? Hang on a second. There it is, Rhonda. You put that up at the exact same time. You put that up at the same time I was saying it. Who's the woman? And you didn't even know what I was going to ask you. That's right there. That's like the power of something greater than us. That's who it is. That's gotta be who it is.
Yeah.
Rhonda, that's amazing, Rhonda. Now that would mean it's all about witchcraft, isn't it? You got MAGA on one side and you got Marina on the other. And Marina said herself, she said, he's going to bring great change.
She's a magician. Yeah.
He's going to wake the people up.
Right. Right.
That's exactly who it is.
Good catch.
Oh my God. Way to go, Rhonda.
Yeah. Good catch. Rhonda be crushing it. And make sure everybody crush that like button. I'm going to keep reminding all y'all because I recently archived all videos over on the Rumble. So a lot of my hours are gone now. So it means more than anything right now to like, smash that like button.
Yeah, like, share it around too. And this stuff too. I mean, even that one find right there, that's huge.
That's a huge find. Yeah, that's a great find, Rhonda.
They put it on there without telling you who it is, but you also notice that it does kind of seem like it's all, you know, red, blue, red, right? So it's like, it doesn't matter. It's the same story. We are all voting for the same person and time is running out for the world, you know? And then it looks like if you look underneath, I don't know who the guy is beneath him. Is that Biden? Is that supposed to be Biden? I don't know how that could possibly be him in 2024 underneath.
Well, whoever it's going to be, it's going to be the 47th president. And talking about the Masonic symbols, the compass is.
I think I know who it is. I think I know who it is. Oh my God. I think it's Kennedy.
Oh, Robert.
Well, you see, here's the thing, right? Is that I always felt like Trump was going to be the guy. But then I started like out of the blue, I started thinking because I threw out as kind of a Trump Kennedy, you know, everybody believes that that's going to be the thing, you know, but it's going to be the other guy. That's what everybody says in this community that I'm not a part of, but a lot of them watch me and I love them. They're great, amazing individuals who are, you know, they're deep thinkers, but I wouldn't blow the idea that, you know, it could be Trump Kennedy on a ticket, right? But what if it's not Trump Kennedy on a ticket? What if, you know, it becomes more, like, what if he ends up winning? Because that would be, see, here we are. This is stuff that I wouldn't have thought of. But the fact that you have Trump up top on one side, and then you got the other guy with white hair. Who else got white hair? Kennedy. And it's blue. He's blue. He's known as blue, right? Kennedy. Hmm. I mean, once again, we're just throwing stuff out here. You know, I believe that Trump is very powerful and that he's probably already still in charge, but there could be a figurehead. You know, who knows?
So I've heard this as well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
GHP said the woman is Claudia Sheinbaum, next president from Mexico. And I've heard that as well go around too.
I think the other one is a much cooler idea, though.
It is. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was
Much cooler to me.
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting about this Economist magazine, we're breaking down the Economist magazine. It is ran by the Rothschilds. And if we kind of look into it, it gets really sketchy. So Evelyn de Rothschild passed away on the eclipse, on the blood moon. And this is all the eclipse stuff happening, right? Now, if we look into who's running it now, do a little history lesson. First, this is the Knights Templar color scheme. The Rothschilds are part of the Knights of Malta, crazy, right? Which is a Catholic order. That's so like none of this is a religious thing at all, because this, they use people and religions as camouflage to hide behind stuff. But this is the guy who actually created it, is this dude right here, but who's running it is Zanny Minton. And she is the editor for it now, a British journalist, and her husband, quite interesting guy, Sebastian, is connected to the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, if you look at the CFR logo, it looks very similar to the Knights Templar logo, horse, you know, the two people riding on the horse, but look at the hand sign too. We just saw that with that other guy. Samson. Wasn't his name Sebastian too?
Samson. His name was Samson.
Yeah, Samson. So there's this Knights Templar element, but I'm going to do a little history lesson so we can all get wicked smart together. But the CFR is, you know, connected to a lot of things. It was called, you know, the Foreign Affairs. But if we go back through the history of it, the Foreign Affairs Journal was called the Journal of Race Development, which went into a lot of stuff that I don't really want to get into, but it went into some race stuff called the Journal of Race Development. I'll just highlight this, what it is all about. And who wrote it was a man named G. Stanley Hall. Interesting character, because this is very important to the brainwashing of, let's say, the schooling system. So G. Stanley Hall is connected to this whole 201 stuff and Skull and Bones. And he brought William Wundt's ideas to America for the schooling system. I'm going to play a little clip real quick, if that's okay with everybody, on something I have on my Patreon called Getting Wicked Smart for Dummies, volume 1-3. There's 3 episodes. Go to my Patreon. You learn all about this stuff. We get wicked smart over there. I'm going to play a clip real quick because I think it goes into the Economist magazine where this is all coming from. Wicked smart tip is when you're indulged in a group to always keep your individualism. Wicked smart tip. Now we're going to get into how this all connects to the Illuminati and Skull and Bones. With this graph right here, this graph will explain it all. The guy on the top is Wilhelm Wundt. No, I'm going to say some of these names wrong because I'm getting wicked smart with everybody here. Wilhelm Wundt, his grandfather was Illuminati. He was part of the Illuminati. His name is Raphael. And you can see that it goes down to G. Stanley Hall. And G. Stanley Hall brought this to America. And G. Stanley Hall was straight connected with 322 Skull and Bones. This all connects to the University of Leipzig, where Wundt founded the first laboratory for psychological research and experimental psychology. Wilhelm Wundt's teachings at Leipzig University in Germany revolutionized teaching and schooling in America. Their philosophies carry on to the top students who are awarded with the PhDs so they could secure their viewpoints throughout the centennial. Somebody said that it looks like the stock market crash, but it's actually the dollar collapse in that image. You can see it's the dollars. But that video clip was over. I'm going to do my shameless plug over on the Patreon. Go subscribe to the Patreon. We got a ton of videos up there. We always be posting up there. And also, go subscribe to Jacob Israel's YouTube channel. I got the link down below.
Thank you.
What a great YouTube channel you got there. Can you tell us about a little bit about your YouTube channel?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of take everything that I see in the world, and I try to extrapolate some kind of, encouraging spiritual message to it. You know, it's like life has meaning. So I just don't like random events to, we're just going to believe in the surface level. I like to kind of take things and peel them apart. Many times it's just, I'm just inspired to talk about certain things. One of the things that I do is I study, obviously, the scriptures. It's kind of my life's blood. Been doing TV forever. So it's YouTube is my thing. I've been on here for 2008? I think that's long. I've been on here a long time. So you'll like it. I'm kind of silly. If you look at the thumbnails, a lot of them look like I'm a crazy person, but I'm not. I'm not. Each little thumbnail tells a little bit of a story. I want people to look at life and get excited. And I'm a man of great faith. You know, like I believe that we didn't come from nothing. And I want to know what that is. So I've been searching my whole life, and I've been lucky enough to, work with some very interesting people, but I'm happiest when I'm working with people like Alex here, who is wicked smart. But yeah, please subscribe to the channel. I have a novel too. I got a bunch of stuff. I do a bunch of stuff. I got it here too. It's called The Calling. It's actually a really good book. It sold a lot of copies. It's over thousands of 5-star reviews. You can go read about that.
I got it
somewhere. Thank you for letting me plug myself.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's some other interesting things too. I wanted to get into with this cover. I'm not sure. I want to respect your time, and we're coming up on the hour mark. I'm not sure how long I got you for.
I'll stay with you for a little while. Sure.
Okay. Maybe like 20 more minutes or so.
Works.
Because there's some orange connections. Cause on this thumbnail, we also had Kim Kardashian, who congratulations is man of the year of GQ. That was the issue. Men of the year, and she's on the cover. We're eating Cheetos. Now, Cheetos are actually gray, and then they put the flavor, the coloring in it to make it.
Yeah.
Even salmon is gray, and then they feed it paint. So the salmon comes out looking like that in these farm things. So, right there is interesting. But the orange stuff is kind of very, very interesting to me as Kel from Kenan and Kel drinks the orange soda, and like they perform on the checkerboards during their show. And he was just recently got sick or something. I don't really know, but they're coming out with the new Good Burger movie where Coolio and them are on the orange couch for Nickelodeon and Friends. They have the orange couch, and orange in gematria equals 33. So I'm just looking into orange, and you even got, secret societies of orange man, James Wilson, who is a different person, but James Wilson is the guy who created the Economist magazine. Coincidence though.
That's just a coincidence. It's a quinky dinky doo.
This is just coincidence. But the original orange man was James Wilson, who was part of this secret society right here, which goes into this orange.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, like some Masonic stuff or whatever. But oh, here's Kenan and Kel,
right,
who drink the orange soda. But look, they got the checkerboards there for the Nickelodeon initiates, for the kids. And Kenan was on SNL saying how he sold like his soul or something. And then Kanye just dropped the new song as well on this Illuminatus Day as well. He does a lot of stuff.
Wait a minute, did that just come out, Vultures?
I guess so.
I gotta clip this. Thank you.
But he also, I'm not sure if it came out today or yesterday. Even if it came out yesterday, that's the day that Young Dolph was taken out, and over in Bavaria where the Illuminatus was founded, it would be that November 18th day. So even if it was yesterday, but he even announced that he was going to do his religious album on this date as well with Dr. Dre. You could just see the Knights Templar connection to these celebrities. Taylor Swift might be connected to the Swift system. He went to Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen on November 17th.
Who I've met. Yeah, he's you know, because I was in Christian TV. I was in Christian TV for a while. So I've met a lot of these guys.
Very All right, guys, we're going to start off with a joke. We're going to start off with a joke.
You know, he was just in charge of TV production for his dad's church. And, you know, I guess he's done well for himself. He's done well. For himself. You know, that's the reason why I you know, when I was working there, I, you know, the story of Jacob from the Bible is he worked for a sheep shearer. And he was like a shepherd. So he was like somebody that was feeding the flock for the people that made money off the flock. Kind of like I did the same thing as a writer and a producer for, you know, this Christian television network. But I got to meet a lot of these people. And Jacob, when he worked for him, he put the his rods in the water and he said, you know, give me the speckled sheep. And then he ended up leaving and he ended up with a very large audience of people that, you know, we'll say the Labans of the world don't want. So it's just, it's interesting because I left everything. I left that system because I didn't feel it was sincere. I felt like people were sincere, but I believed that they're really focused on the wrong God completely. My opinion, you know, Baal worship, like I said, you know.
Well, you know, the Baal, ball, football, yep. Somebody just wrote that today, the 3-2-2 day of the year, Netherlands football team, Orange, qualified for the European Cup next year. Now, if you even look at the Ted Lasso show about football, soccer, they got cursed on this day, November 18th. This is Mickey Mouse's birthday of Disneyland. And the Disneyland is based off of the Bavarian castle,
right.
Bavarian Illuminati. They got the 33 club, but it's just all coincidences though. But I mean, she's eating the orange Cheetos or, you know, she's eating the orange Cheetos. This orange thing is interesting. They're actually gray. I think that's, but Kanye wear orange with Elon.
Yeah.
And they're all about them orange boys, right? We dumb coys. Float up. And then Orange Man. So there's something up with orange with these three too. As
you go back to that picture. You see how it says 11-11?
Where
11-11 it was posted, and you see that
tweet. Oh, I see, yeah, right there.
Is gonna blow your mind. This is gonna blow your mind. I did a show where I said, all right, you know, let's get them together. They're the three amigos. I said, you know, you're gonna have Elon on Twitter, you're gonna have Kanye, and you're gonna have Trump, the three amigos. They're your heroes, folks. I did a whole video about this, and
I remember.
And you know the title of the video?
What?
It was called 11-11. So he literally posted like a day after my show at 11-11. You know what? You keep going. I'm going to send you a picture of this. But what I'm saying is it's weird. You know, it's weird.
This is Billy Boy's birthday as well, 10-18, which is 1-1-8, which goes into the Leviathan cross for the like satanic occultists as well.
Just strange. You know, is that a tiger? What is that? A tiger? That's a cheetah.
I think it's a cheetah, but it looks like a tiger. I mean, I don't know. Cheetah. Cheetah. So
what is the audience? What do they think the orange means?
Yeah, audience, let us know what the heck is an orange? What is this orange? People saying there's a lot of the angry orange. There's a lot of orange stuff, but
it's got to be something to it that we're missing. You know, that's
there absolutely is something to it that we're missing. It's just nuts.
I'm never gonna find it. I'm not even gonna bother. But the fact of the matter is that you know, he's. I mean, look, you were just shouted out on Jones's show, right? It's like, right. I'm sure even channels like ours are reaching people. mm-hmm. you know? But this is the world we're living in. Orange. Leave everybody with that mystery. What is orange?
Clockwork Orange. Yeah, that's
Clockwork Orange. What is orange?
Yeah, no, we'll leave them with that. Put your comments down below. You're here with Jacob Israel. Go subscribe to Jacob's YouTube. Smash the like button. That's the most important thing you can do is smash the like button. Much love and God bless y'all.